Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. We're going to talk with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place, a marriage and family counselor. She is, again, with The Growing Place. She's my regular guest on Wednesdays, and if it's Wednesday, she's here. Good morning to you, Gidi.
Good morning.
Happy New Year again.
Thank
you.
I think
we said Happy New Year a few times already, but we'll do it again. When do you stop saying Happy New Year? Probably, I guess we're about done now.
You know what? God says that His mercies are new every morning, and we get a new day every day, so every day is new.
Okay. Well, anyway, we're going to be talking over the next few weeks, I think next 6 weeks, we're going to be talking about boundaries. and right off the top of my head, it doesn't sound good. People don't like boundaries because it sounds like you're constricting what people should and should not do or want to do.
Well, I love boundaries. Okay. Because they protect me.
Yeah. Okay.
Boundaries are there to protect us and to enhance our existence. And when we don't have boundaries, we have chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And we have lives that are not working and we're being taken advantage of.
Right. And okay, well, let's get right to it then. Give us a definition of what a boundary is when it pertains. We know what a boundary is, obviously, maybe like a border.
Right.
It's not that much different than a border, is it?
It is, and you're exactly right. They're different kind of borders, and I'm using as my resource Cloud and Townsend's book, Boundaries. And they define a boundary as anything that differentiates you from someone else or shows you where you begin and where you end. And that's a very general definition, and we're going to get much more precise. But basically, a boundary tells me what I have control and authority over and what I don't have control and authority over.
Okay. All right.
So, you know, for instance, if somebody's trying to manage someone else's life or tell them what to do or think, in a sense, that's a boundary violation. But we'll get into that.
Okay. And what's the purpose of a boundary? What's it do for us?
Well, if the boundaries are used right, if they're used productively, boundaries serve to protect individuals and their rights.
Okay.
Boundaries are there to protect you.
Okay. Today we have three segments, and we're going to take each one by one, each segment. We're going to talk about the types of boundaries. There are 18. We're going to go through three of them today. Human bodies, possessions, and time. So
yes.
Let's get right to it.
Okay.
Human bodies.
And there are probably more than 18, but that's all I could think of off the top of my head. So human bodies is the most obvious boundary. It's what babies learn. It's what toddlers learn. Where do I end? And the boundary for my body is my skin. Mm-hmm. And so I need to know that everything inside my skin is for me to decide what to do with. And if somebody wants to do something to me from outside my skin, I'm thinking in terms of a therapist, like child abuse or some kind of boundary violation, or a young woman getting raped.
Something against your will.
Something against your will and against your body would be a boundary violation. So I am in charge of my body. And it sounds so simple. Mm-hmm. But you would be surprised how many people do not believe or feel that they are in charge of their own bodies.
Okay. I'm trying to think of another example of that. When you think of that, obviously, the first thing that came to my mind was something of a sexual violation of someone's body.
Yes.
There probably are others I'm not aware of, but there are, you know, maybe a violation of, you know, somebody hitting you too.
Someone hitting you, assault, battery, unwanted touch,
mm-hmm.
Somebody, you know, making advances towards your body, trying mm-hmm. to grab you, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. However, you know, all of these boundaries, they give you a freedom, but they also give you a responsibility. Mm-hmm. So think of people who are dieting, for instance. Mm-hmm. Do they really believe that their bodies belong to them by their behaviors, by their thoughts, by their actions? or do their bodies belong to something outside of them?
Okay, well, I'm presuming the answer is their bodies belong to God.
Yes, yes, but he's given us stewardship over them.
Okay.
We are his temples, and he does reside in us, but he does not violate the boundary by making our bodies do things that we don't want to do. He's given us freedom. So in that sense, we are the stewards and managers of our bodies from the Christian perspective. And from the secular perspective, you know, that leaves God out of the picture, we are supposed to be in charge of our bodies. So it's not as simple as it may seem to begin with.
You know, it seems, speaking to Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place, in fact, The Growing Place is having a special seminar, which we're going to talk about, you know, coming into the next break in terms of how you can get involved in learning about various boundaries. But it seems like, and maybe it just seems almost rudimentary to me that you're responsible for your own boundaries. I'm surprised, Gidi, that there are people who don't actually maybe understand or believe that they're responsible. I mean, to me, it seems like just a, again, the word comes to mind is rudimentary. Of course, we're in charge of our own bodies. Why don't people know that?
And babies learn that, and they learn it the hard way by, you know, falling down and as they're learning. But anybody who has an issue of any kind with their body probably somewhere does not feel that they actually have control.
Mm-hmm.
And it also explains why when we get diagnosed, God forbid, with some kind of disease like cancer, we feel violated.
Mm-hmm.
We feel, although we may not use these words or these terms, we call it a boundary violation because this thing has gotten in there without us knowing it.
Boy, so much to discuss. We're talking to Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. There is a special seminar going on at The Growing Place about boundaries. There are 18 different types of boundaries. Human bodies, we discussed just now. We're going to go on to the next one, possessions, and we'll also discuss time in the remaining part of this particular show. So please hang with us. We'll be right back.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is Live Local Talk.
So wake me up.
And welcome back to the show. The Growing Place is holding, it's called the DVD series, to improve your relationships. Know the satisfaction of learning when to say yes and how to say no. Become acquainted with helpful information about healthier ways to set limits in your life. It's a journey of personal growth and positive challenge to change. Now here's the pertinent information. The series is Thursday, February 2nd through March 23rd. It takes place Thursday evenings at 6:30 to 8 for 8 weeks. It's a lot of information to process when you're listening on the radio. The best thing I could tell you, what I need to tell you, is that individuals are $120, $200 for couples, and the best thing I can do is to give you the phone number if you want to learn more about this special seminar on boundaries and how it can help your life. If you just want to learn more, no commitment, you can contact Connie Nicholas. She's a certified life coach. Their number is 518-5859. I'll give that number again, 518-5859. The seminars, again, it's 8 weeks long, is supervised by the executive director and clinical supervisor of The Growing Place, Judith Thompson. We're speaking to Gidi Hansen right now of The Growing Place, talking about boundaries, just very basic stuff about what would be covered in the seminar. But we talked about the human bodies, you know, protecting your own body from invasion. You control that. It was interesting, though, talking about cancer and how you cannot control some things that come into your body.
There's some things, and that's why it terrifies us.
Yes. You lose control.
Yes. Yes.
But there's so much more to talk about. That's why we're just kind of just running a broad brush through these. So
exactly.
If people want to learn more, they could go to these seminars.
Exactly.
And again, the number is 518-5859 to learn more about that seminar. Possessions is what we're talking about this segment.
Yes, and again, the possessions that we own legally, lawfully, are ours. And most people don't think of the boundaries with their possessions. But think for a moment, what do you do with your cell phone? What are your boundaries with your cell phone? What are your boundaries with your computer or with the television or with the car?
Are we talking, when you're talking about computers, I hint what you're suggesting is the type of material that's viewed on.
And the time we take to view it.
Right.
Like I went to an all-day seminar once for my continuing education units. And the man leading the seminar was a psychologist, and he was a very funny guy. And he said, it's fascinating for me to watch your relationship. Now, he's talking to therapists, nurses, doctors, social workers. He says, to watch your relationship with your cell phone. How many of you cannot look at your cell phone for an hour?
Boy, I tell you what, you got that absolutely right. And I was in church, and here I am looking at emails and just clearing out emails during a break in the action of church. I know it sounds terrible to say a break in the action, but you know what I mean? When maybe they're passing out the plate to collect the offering, I find myself going, oh, I mean, this is a good time. I'll just kind of check my email real quick or see if there's a text. And I have found myself doing it continually, and it's almost you're unaware of it. You just it's habitual.
Yes.
It's not good.
No, it's not. And by the way, you know, there are more than 18 boundaries that we can have. I've left things off the list, which we may talk about in a future show. But yes, and so. You know, and the other side of that is if somebody steals something that belongs to us, we feel violated because it's a boundary violation. Somebody stole one of my friend's purses on Palm Sunday in church when we were doing the processional with the palms. She left her purse in the pew. This guy grabbed it and ran. And we feel very violated. And one of the reasons is because our boundaries have been violated.
So much with boundaries is, and the last one we're going to discuss today is time in the next segment, but we're still talking about possessions, has to do with, and maybe I'm jumping ahead of myself, is discipline. You really need to discipline yourself and say, okay, I'm going to keep this cell phone in my pocket. I'm going to turn the sound down. And you know what? Well, I was so embarrassed because I was able to do that. Watch the movie La La Land, which is a wonderful film, by the way.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
And really interesting. So you would enjoy this. And it was like, I was able to do it for a movie, but I'm ashamed to say that I wouldn't do it for church sometimes. I found myself looking at it. And I found myself saying, that's a boundary I have to stop. I have to treat church with more respect than I do watching a movie. And
yes.
I found myself thinking, well, you know, I want to watch the movie. I'm paying closer attention to the movie than I would be paying closer attention to the sermon. And it was, you know, being aware of that, I think I'm hoping you'll tell me that's a first step in the right direction.
It is, definitely. Yeah. And sometimes we put our possessions before our loved ones.
We do.
We spend more time with our gadgets than we do with our children or our spouse. So, yeah. And you know, we have the tablets, we have the phones, we have the computers. Now we have computers in our car. It's everywhere. And, you know, our possessions can come to possess us. That's the bottom line.
You know, I'm thinking, too, in terms of our house where we
yes.
we don't really enjoy some. You know, I think of we worry so much about. Sometimes my wife and I, she gets upset because, you know, you chipped a plate. And sometimes she gets a little too much on. And I feel bad.
Yeah.
But it's just a plate. OK. And sometimes I'm like, you know, I got to be more careful and be more cognizant of that. And when I'm cleaning the dishwasher and it's like. But still, they're just possessions. And
yes.
I make the same mistake, you know, and that's a good lesson.
You know, and it may be everybody has different triggers. Somebody, it's a plate. Somebody, you chip the screen on my cell phone.
Yeah, that's bigger than a plate, in my opinion. I mean, who's to say?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody's different. We're going to take a break and continue our discussion with Gidi Hansen, The Growing Place, on boundaries. And boundaries we could or should not put on our time when we come back.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right, The Growing Place is having a, well, it's a nonprofit professional mental health organization. And they have a special seminar. They call it a DVD series. I prefer seminar, by the way. I like seminar. Okay, I like seminar. I'm going to call it a seminar because I prefer that. It starts Thursday, February 2nd, and runs through March 23rd. It goes in the evening, 6:30 in the evenings for 90 minutes every Thursday for 8 weeks. It's $120 for individuals, $200 for couples. And it's put on by, again, The Growing Place and a certified life coach, Connie Nicholas. If you want to learn more, 518-5859, 518-5859. We're talking about boundaries. Real briefly, Gidi, before we get into time.
Yes.
What are people going? We're just touching on some of what can be covered. I mean, this is we just fill in just little increments. But
yes.
But what kind of people should want to come? What people learn when they go?
Well, they're going to learn primarily about their relationships. Mm-hmm. But the principles that they learn there can be applied anywhere in their lives. Mm-hmm. They're going to learn about how to manage boundaries, how to make them, and how to keep them,
uh-huh.
which is very, very important.
We've discussed in the first segment human bodies, boundaries of human bodies. There are boundaries of our possessions. Now we're talking about time,
yes,
the boundaries of time.
Time, and time is the intangible. We've created ways of measuring it, mm-hmm. but if you think about it, our whole life consists of time on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Time just runs through everything. And the New Testament says, Paul writes, redeem the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a finite amount of time, and how we use that time, how we manage it, and what kind of boundaries we have with our time determine the quality of our life.
I think I already know. I have discussions with my kids. I think we all do. How do you want to best utilize your time? It's such a great, of everything that's on this list, time more than, all of them are finite. Possessions really aren't finite. You can gain as many possessions as you want. Your human body, I mean, you have some control over it. Some you don't, when we talked about cancer, for example. But your time is pretty much something you have sort of complete control, at least your spare time. Maybe you got to go to work.
Yeah.
But for the most part, your spare time is ever something you have complete control over.
We have a lot of control over our time. And this would also encompass, are you a person of your word when you say you're going to be somewhere at such and such a time? Mm-hmm. When you tell a client or a coworker or wherever you are, I'm going to get this done in this amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So time is something that it feels very fluid and intangible, but we really need to be able to nail it down in our lives. I'm going to set aside X amount of time to always have with my children,
mm-hmm.
or to have with my spouse, or to have for recreation, or for rest. We are a culture that is forgetting how to rest.
I was thinking about that. My favorite image is the measuring tape from 0 to 80.
Uh-huh.
And you say, okay, each inch is a year. And I show that to my sons. And I said, you see why my time seems more valuable? Because here I am, I'm at this number here.
Yeah.
I only have 20, if I live to 80, if I'm fortunate enough, I'm only going to have 24 years left.
Yeah.
If you live to 80, you're going to have 65 years more left.
Yeah.
Time is much more valuable to me than it is to you. It is relative. Time is also relative to where you are at your stage in life.
Yes, that's very true.
Yeah, and I suppose, but you also mentioned something that was important, the importance of having time to relax and not do anything.
Exactly, and God built that into us, and he built it into the Ten Commandments,
mm-hmm.
Commandment number 4, to keep the Sabbath day holy. And depending on how you want to interpret the New Testament, that could be Saturday or it could be another day of rest.
Mm-hmm.
But God actually commands us to rest because when we rest, the rest of our life is enhanced the other 6 days.
Yeah, I think so. Unfortunately, but if you're somebody who works on a Sunday, like people have to do, firefighters have to do, work on, as long as there is a day of relaxation, that's important.
It's important. And with computers again, and with 24-hour shopping online, and with all of our quote-unquote modern conveniences, it's almost like we don't have an excuse if we're not working every moment.
It almost seems that way.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, like right now you and I are talking.
Right.
We had a commercial break. I almost went over there and said, you know something, I'm going to see if I got any email from my wife.
Yeah.
I don't need to do that. If it was something important, she knows where I'm at, she'll give me a call.
Yeah.
But it's an habitual thing that is created in the, and perhaps these same type of boundaries were surpassed, but in different means, different ways than they are now.
Yeah.
I remember when my mother used to talk on the phone, and she'd be on the phone for 2.5 hours gossiping with somebody across the street. I mean, she'd talk to, you know, Pat's on the phone. Pat's like right across the street. You just go talk to her, but she'd be on the phone for 2 hours talking and gossiping about this or that, which is what people used to do back in the 60s, I suppose. And so it just the devices have changed.
You're right. And we need to think of time as an investment.
Mm-hmm.
If we thought of time the way we think of money, we might be wiser in the way that we spend it.
Right.
But a lot of times we just feel, because, you know, it says in Ecclesiastes that God has put eternity in our hearts. There's a part of us that just feels, I have limitless time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why we procrastinate. That's why we put things off, because we feel, well, I've got a lot of time to get that done. And next thing you know, it's over.
Speaking of it's over, the show is over for today.
Okay.
Dee Dee Hanson, The Growing Place, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
We'll continue our discussion next Wednesday on boundaries. If you'd like to reach Dee Dee or sign up for their seminar, you can find out more by giving her a call. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist with The Growing Place. And her phone number is 588-0448. We'll talk to you next time, everybody. So long.